Good morning. Spain's first sex workers union on Friday asked for the same labour rights for its members as other workers, criticising the socialist government for wanting to get rid of it. The press briefing came a day after Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, who wants to abolish prostitution altogether, said the Labour Ministry had launched proceedings to challenge the union's existence in court. The existence of the union left Sanchez red-faced on Thursday, as not only was it registered by his own Labour Ministry, but it was published in the official State Gazette on the 4th of August. Police in Benidorm have smashed a British drugs gang accused of running its own operations from a campsite. Investigators said the organisation has set up a drugs route between Spain and the UK, as well as selling to British holidaymakers on the campsite and other Costa Blanca towns. More than 60 kilos of cannabis hidden inside heavy machinery due to be sent to Britain from Madrid Airport were intercepted by the Guardia Civil. Police say they have arrested three British men, a 29-year-old British woman and a 36-year-old Lithuanian man after an operation at the unnamed campsite. A fifth Brit was held in a jail in Madrid, where he was awaiting extradition following his detention on a European arrest warrant for a serious assault. 11 searches led to the seizure of items, including cocaine, cannabis resin, marijuana, as well as six high-end vehicles. Police have rescued a young man who was kidnapped and severely beaten during an eight-hour ordeal. The 26-year-old was allegedly snatched in Ronda and then driven to an isolated farmhouse in the Malaga province, where he endured beatings that left him with a severe eye injury. National police officers arrested seven members of a family clan in Malaga for their alleged involvement. It's thought the victim may have been targeted for the alleged theft of some jewels. The victim's mother went to police after she received a call from the alleged kidnappers demanding a €1,500 ransom for the release of her son. And around 200 hotel clients were evacuated after a fire broke out in a spa area at a hotel. The guests were safely evacuated as a precautionary measure after a large amount of smoke was produced from the blaze on Saturday, which is believed to have started in a sauna at the hotel in Rota in Cadiz. Two clients at the hotel were treated for smoke inhalation, but no other injuries were reported. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.